Earners, what's up? You know what's crazy? I recently discovered that I was paying for a subscription that I hadn't used in over a year. I signed up for it, completely forgot about it, and it kept charging me every single month. Thanks to Rocket Money, I not only caught that subscription, but canceled it in just a few clicks. Rocket Money has been a game changer. It saved me time, money, and stress. If you're ready to take control of your finances, give Rocket Money a try. You won't regret it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you can see all your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Their dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all your accounts, so you can easily create a personalized budget, track spending trends, and get alerts for unusual activity or bill increases. And here's the best part. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They'll handle customer service and get you the savings you deserve. How easy is that? So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/EYL today. That's rocketmoney.com/EYL. rocketmoney.com/EYL. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
So how to start investing in stocks? And the three of us get this question all the time, so we wanted to lead with that. And we want to break it down as simply as we can. And so first, you need a brokerage account. What is a brokerage account? Okay, a brokerage account simply, guys, allows you to buy stocks, sell stocks, invest. Okay, and so some of the more notable names you might know of or be familiar with, or you may not be, Vanguard, Fidelity. Those are two ones that has been around for the test of time now. And if you are thinking long term, These two entities are ones you want to consider. Fidelity, Vanguard, you want to think about, once I do take this step to invest, let me open up a Fidelity account. Let me open up a Vanguard account. You want to start there with the premise in mind that you are thinking long term. Then you have everything from more newer apps, more user-friendly ones like Robinhood, Webull, Interactive Brokers, Tasty Trades, to name a few. So listen, guys, it starts with, before you can invest, you have to have a brokerage account to even deploy your money to. Okay. And this is lateral from your job. This is separate from whatever you are getting at your place of employment. This is on you. The book came out. We're going to make sure this book become a number one bestseller. You deserve. This is about you. This is about you guys. Okay. And so you need to make sure you have your own brokerage account. You're doing your own investing. You're taking your own finances and affairs in your hand. Okay. Next up.
And I'll take it even a step further too, because I want to kind of expand on that a little bit, because for some people, like, to even why investing is important or what a stock is, right? Like, we talk about stocks as far as that's ownership, and there's private companies and then there's public companies, right? So the public companies, anybody can own it, like Tesla, like Microsoft. A private company is like Earn Your Leisure, where only we own it, right? So it's important to invest in these public companies, because as their value goes up, your investment going to go up over the course of time as well, right? Mm-hmm. So the only way, we talk about inflation, the only way to beat inflation is to actually invest, right? Because that's how your money's actually working for you over the course of time. But another question that I get about the brokerage is like, even like how to set it up. And it's really not too complicated, guys. Like, you go to the app store and you download Charles Schwab is another one, or you download Fidelity, and all of these apps and platforms have similar type of things where you just got to fill in your information. Mm-hmm. So they have to, it's called like know your customer, right? So they'll ask you your social, they'll ask you your number, your email. You have to provide this information, guys. Like, this isn't, you can't try to.
I ain't putting my social in there.
You gotta provide this information.
Yeah.
And then from there, you link your bank account to it. This is important for people to fully understand as well, because they're like, well, how do I get money into the account, right?
You
like,
gotta fund it.
You link your bank account to it, and then you fund it. And then that funding goes both ways. So you put money in from your bank account. I'm gonna put $2,000 from my bank account into Fidelity. And then when it's time to move from money from Fidelity to your bank account, vice versa.
Yeah.
Vice versa. But where it's held that this is important, but I know we're going to talk about retirement.
Can I give them a hack from what you just said? This is important too, because that transaction time, it can, if you're a new customer, that might take 5 to 7 days. And so for us, having money that we sent and we don't know where it's going and it's taking 5 to 7 days, it's a new account opening, you could feel a little angst.
Especially Robinhood.
Shout out to Robinhood. But what you can do, right, and this is a good tip, I use E-Trade. And so when E-Trade, I found out the wire instructions, right? So when I get the wire instructions that come from E-Trade, now when I send the money, right, let's say I'm sending $5,000 to my E-Trade account, that's going to get there within 30 minutes rather than waiting 5 to 7 days. And so, yes, you can do the ACH transfers, which take 3 to 5 or maybe 5 to 7 if it's your new account, or you can get your brokerage's wire information and have that money expedited, because 5 to 7 days in the market can change a lot, right? Like we saw over the past week, right? On Monday, it's up. By Friday, you could have lost a lot or you could have gained a lot. So you want to make sure that your money gets there in expedited fashion. Wire transfers is another way that you can hack that.
And the last thing I'll say before we move on is that I used to get this a lot when people were talking about their 401ks. They have a 401k, the money's coming out of their checking, the money's coming out of their paycheck. And they automatically assume that it's being invested. And I ask, like, what are you investing in? And they're like, I don't know. Then I see their statements, and they're not actually invested in anything. When your money goes into a brokerage account, it goes into what's called a money market. Mm-hmm. That's like a savings account pretty much for a brokerage account. Like, it's sitting on the sideline. You have to direct where the money's going. So the next thing we'll talk about, like, actual investments. But don't think that, okay, I open up Fidelity, I link it to my Chase bank account, I put $2,000 from Chase into Fidelity, and now I'm invested into the stock market. You're not invested. But like I said,
that's not quite how it works.
That actually happened. Like I said, I saw that with retirement when I was a financial advisor. I used to see that with retirement. People had money. They used to have like $50,000 into their retirement account because they were never fully educated that you had to pick something. And they just, the default for their retirement plans was a money market account until they decided what they wanted to do with the money. They never decided what they wanted to do with the money, and the money was not growing. It's not a money market, is not invested. right? That's like a like
0.0%.
It's sitting on a sideline. So that's just important. Just because you open it, you put it in. Now from there, you have to actually put into investment.
That's a fact, Chris. I'm gonna go back up to this slide where we're looking at the brokerages.
Yeah,
is there one that you prefer or the other, or is this case by case? Like I know E-Trade is not on there. Everybody in EYLU knows I love E-Trade, but I'm using that because for informational purposes, it's easier for me. I love the way that we can get information. Is there one that is preferred or the other?
Vanguard for long term, I prefer for strictly long term, and or Fidelity. You can't go wrong if that's the mindset. I'm buying and holding this for at least 10 years. Vanguard and Fidelity are phenomenal. E-Trade, Robinhood, M1 Finance, some of those other ones are good too because they provide even more information and news and other things that is helpful to the user. So there's no order, but except for the long-term piece, Fidelity and Vanguard are the ones you're not trying to trade in those. Vanguard, at least, you're not using that to be a trader. You're purposely, intently trying to invest.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that works just as hard as you do. You give 150% to your business, and so does your card. With 1.5 times membership rewards points on select purchases, you earn rewards that can take your business further. And with complimentary access to more than 1,400 lounges globally, including the Centurion Lounge, you can stay up to speed no matter where your business takes you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.